Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handy like that, go to cropmetcalf.com on details about how you can join their team. Got a four-man junk show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you check me out on Instagram. Thank you for the follows. Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Abhors social media.
Good morning, brother.
Hello. I hope all is well.
Trying to get through it. July 24th.
Very good.
A week away from August.
John Paul Flame on the cusp of a European vacation, I believe.
6 days away.
If Switzerland and Italy are in Europe, it is a European vacation.
I mean, last time I checked, they are in Europe.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure they're in Europe, maybe from what I learned back in the day.
North Africa?
And Eric Fickle, also here today.
Good morning. I think I'm just becoming like John Gruden. I'm just a guy that sleeps like 4 hours. That's it is. My total.
I don't know
Not
a lot,
consecutive.
But I know that's unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm walking in this morning and Mar's always been cheery. I don't want to destroy, you know, his worldview. But he comes in every day and he's fist pumping, and he would come in before each show and fist pump us, right?
You yodel?
He's up the stairs, he's got his Redskins polo on, he's got his cologne on, he's just fired up.
Right.
And he says, "How are you doing, man?" I said, "I'm good, you know. Fired up for today." Well, not like you, brother. He just surpasses me. It's just to be 25, to have that youthful energy.
He's got vim and vigor, that Mike Marr.
He does. I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm just saying.
Is he wearing cologne? Like, he has cologne on at 6 a.m.?
Am I right?
Yeah. I usually always wear cologne in here, though. I have like a steady rotation of like three different ones that I wear. But you had me fired up this morning because when I saw you, you gave me the fist bump. So I thought you were setting the tone for, energetic.
Yeah, because I like you and I don't want to kill your spirit. And you had you had this energy about you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm running on about 2 hours consecutive of sleep. And
guessing he slept better and he's younger. He's got more energy anyway, just naturally.
100%.
I love Mike Marr, but I had no problem killing his spirit on Friday when he invited us all to the open house rager that I guess one of his friends had on Saturday.
That was a home run, man.
Yeah, I was just like, no. I mean, it's just the easiest no of all time.
It was like one of the longest days of my entire life, though. Yeah. I woke up at 4:45, had a tea time at 7, like an hour away, and then I didn't go to bed until 3 a.m. that night.
Wow, that's such a young man's game.
Yep.
He's basically staying up 24 hours. Can't do that.
Yeah, right. It was a good time. But EB, what could be the difference in the morning is maybe, a good playlist when you're driving in. Maybe Rolling Stones, hell, maybe some 50 Cent. That's what
he's podcast man.
I'm a podcast guy. I was listening to a bunch of people at Kime in particular, their recaps of day one, a training camp. That's a big time for me to catch up on what's going on. Yeah, that's probably not going to do music.
Yeah, that's his playlist in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not listening to Mick Jagger.
My playlist is what's going on locally here. Let me just lock in.
Good.
And Kime, by the way, we'll talk about it throughout, I'm sure, but he got me fired up. He was like, no matter what happens with Lattimore, this defense, the secondary in particular, markedly better than the start of last year. He also got me fired up when he was talking about how they had this big pass rushing unit. With Jacob Martin and these other guys, like they have, and I was just thinking about it as I was driving in. And again, I know that we'll talk about this throughout the show. Just bear with me. What Dan Quinn was brought here, he's like the defensive genius.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's just going to let that defense suck year after year?
I mean, I would hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting a little wrapped up in it. I'm just getting a little bit fired up.
It sucked last year. They just couldn't stop the run.
Mike Marr,
that did suck.
That's a guy who would listen to your type of playlist driving into work. Dan Quinn, I'm assuming, like AC/DC.
Oh, I'm sure Dan Quinn.
Aerosmith.
I'm sure he
was. Is he an AC/DC guy?
Marr? Dan Quinn?
No, Marr.
He's an old soul. He listens to all sorts of music.
Yeah, AC/DC, Metallica. Yeah. I like the Rolling Stones a lot. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, look at this guy. Look at this guy's range over here.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Outfield.
Oh, outfield.
Yeah, outfield.
Josie's on a vacation.
I mean, that's a smash.
That's a
I don't think it isn't.
You know what? He has a lot of older siblings, right?
He's the young pup in the group.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he have one like that brother old, that's like 100 or something?
I don't
like,
know.
He's got older.
He's got older sisters.
Yeah, but like way older.
What's like the 15 oldest years person older, right? in your sibling group?
33.
Okay, so it's not that old.
Right, yeah. No, how it started is I went on a vacation with my dad like 10 years ago, and it was a long East Coast road trip,
yeah.
And that's when I got hip to a lot of stuff, because he was like, I don't like the trash music you're playing. How about you listen to some of his hits?
Right. That's a common standard dad move, trust me.
But then I just fell in love with it, and then I kind of just took the reins and started discovering old music myself.
That's a dad move that's been happening for a century.
Mm-hmm.
Every dad on the planet has listened to his kids' music at some point and said, this is all garbage that you're listening to. Listen to what I listen to growing up.
I wish Mike Marr would invite me to some of his parties on the weekends.
Oh, you do?
Why? Yeah. So you could turn him down?
Yes. Well, I just want to get invited.
You That's do? Good. You just want to feel like special?
Yeah, where am I going this weekend? Are we going somewhere?
Yeah, no, what's on the itinerary?
I mean, when's the last time you've been to a kegger?
I don't know, college.
He's still having kegger
parties. Let's do it.
That's not really true, because Virginia Tech, you guys would do some of that stuff, right? Tailgating.
Well, yeah. I mean, over my daughter's friends' houses, but.
Right.
Yeah, there's a few keggers. That's true. Forgot about that.
Yeah, this week is just a bye week for me, thankfully. I haven't been home
you might need it
on a weekend in a month.
Yeah.
I've always been out, like, you know, traveling, doing something, not being at home. So I'm looking forward to just isolating. So, Jason, next weekend, I got you, buddy.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's go. I want to go deep. Weekend. I want to go to about 3 or 4 a.m. I'm going to try and drink 20 beers in, like, the Barstool.
You're going to try to pull the Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do that.
By the way, I saw the breakdown of who drank and ate what.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Chestnut ate zero hot dogs.
Okay.
All he did was drink beer.
He was just there.
He had a
out.
Big donut next to his hot dog column.
He's had enough. He's had enough hot dogs.
In the beer. He's like, you know what? I did what? Did he do 72 or 73?
Something like that, yeah.
He came just short of his own PR on July 4th at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm just going to pass on the glizzies. All beers for me tonight was his move. Respect.
Right.
Respect that guy.
I still don't know how you can drink 20 beers. You said he drank 20?
In 9 innings.
I still don't know how that's possible.
Well, now, they might have been 12-ounce beers, but still,
I mean,
that's
20 beers in 3.5 hours, 3 hours maybe? That's...
Well, just tells
me. There's no way. They were probably 4-ounce beers.
No, I think they were bigger than that, but it tells me it's not his first rodeo. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, but still, even if it's not your first rodeo.
Maybe he has two stomachs.
There's video of it. It's like solo cups or whatever.
Okay,
they filled them up.
12 to 16 ounces minimum.
I just don't know how you can do that.
I'd guess 16 ounces.
Didn't they used to say Kobayashi had two stomachs? Maybe Joe Chestnut has two stomachs.
I mean, he's a freak. You know,
college guys go through that ritual where they drink a ton of beers.
He's the most legendary competitive eater of all time.
Yeah.
He's the king.
That is true.
So it looks like you did end up dressing up a little bit, just wore your golf gear.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want anybody to think I was trying to be offensive. It's just like going out of my way. put pants on. I put pants on.
Yeah, I have my jeans.
And you
on.
Have clothes. You have closed-toed shoes too. I noticed that.
I mean, this is why I would wear this to play golf. I'd wear this to the club. It's my golf hoodie, which I thought was respectful.
It's a nice medium weight.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I just didn't think it was necessary. In fact, haven't we had the mayor in studio before?
I don't recall. I don't think
that's
so.
True. Didn't we have her super attractive PR person in studio?
She came in later after she arranged a phone interview with her fiance or boyfriend or whoever.
Okay, so what? So she was just here for a phone.
Mara's been on the show many times on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Never in person.
The person who came in studio came in on an off day to watch the show with her boyfriend.
Mm. Okay. And then, because I'm like, we had her in? I don't even know.
I had the same recollection.
And then the same thing.
We just conflated it.
And didn't remember at the time, but people reminded me on Twitter, and I remember, like, we had Ehrlich on a million times. Never dressed up for Ehrlich. Freaking governor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be just as stinky and
governor.
The dirty as
the gov.
You know, whatever.
Jokes.
I feel like when they're coming to our spot, they got to adapt.
By the way, it still tilts me.
I go to their spot, I got to adapt.
Still tilts me when I drive on the ICC and they have the brown sign on the side of the road that says dedicated to Governor Robert Ehrlich. It makes me feel like he's no longer with us. And I know he is. You know what I mean? Like I see that.
So you
like,
only want to honor somebody when they're dead?
No, but it's
just say more often than
most of the times when you see signs on a highway, it's like, okay, this is for a trooper who passed away, or this is dedicated to somebody who was in the military that served during Vietnam. Like, it's a little weird.
Our pal Tony Perkins happened to be listening to the discussion about the clothes, and I didn't see this during the show.
Yeah,
but he sent the text. He said, the mayor's cool, wear what you want to. So he was on your side.
The mayor's cool.
I remember, I mean, honestly, I don't think she really cares. No. She was on TV a couple months ago in a bathing suit, jumping in the, I don't know what she was jumping into.
Yeah, summer's open, probably jumping into the pool.
Yeah, jumping into like a DC pool or something.
That was when summer started.
She clearly doesn't care.
Now summer, Jason, I'm with you, summer is over. It's last week of July. Summer is coming gone.
I mean, it doesn't feel like but
it's going to be like
over.
99 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Still going to feel like summer. Right. But technically, I think summer is over.
It's the weirdest definition because don't you have a summer vacation coming up?
Yeah, but it's like.
That's just a label.
But when we get back, my wife goes right back to school.
Dude, like, football's here, no one can think of it as summer.
Summer is over.
You can't, you can't think about
over, Johnny.
You just think about the tail end of it.
To me, it's summer as long as my kid's not going to school.
Now, it's okay because fall is great. Fall's right around the corner. Fall means football. Halloween's almost here. Like, it's cool.
Halloween's almost here? It's going to be 99 tomorrow.
We're under 100 days till Halloween. You got to get ready.
Drabby knows this from being in Arizona. We have a girl on our volleyball team. Sweet kid. Their family moved back to Arizona. I think they're already in school. Like,
they start way early.
Way early.
I mean, it's not even August
back to school. If it's not now, it's like next week. It's like
really
soon.
Yeah, it's late July. Wow.
It's like crazy. They go to school.
I think they take
early.
A lot of breaks. They have a weird system.
Yeah, but it's like she's like, yeah, come back from Nationals, and you know, next thing you know, I'm in school in my new school. So yeah, in a lot of ways, summer's pretty much gone.
Summer's done.
So I don't get the definition.
You still have hot days, but it's like. The idea of the freedom,
the and fun.
The fun of summer in the back rear view.
It's like early fall right now. Like early, early fall.
It kind of is.
Early fall.
We're pre-falling right now.
It kind of is.
Yeah, pre-fall. There you go.
Pre-fall.
Yeah. Life's a blur. Summer's a blur. Everything's a blur. What were we going to say?
So the mayor's coming in, obviously, at 9 o'clock. We had Roger clean up a little bit. Not back in that area.
Just the area that they're going to see.
Just but the walkway.
All the computers and junk that was in the hallway.
Right.
And the broken chairs. So that looks a lot better. But Mike brought up a good point. He says, we forgot about breakfast.
What does that mean? We got to provide breakfast?
You should have a spread for the mayor.
Should have a spread, right?
That's something to offer her.
Yeah, that's some Navy Yard hospitality.
I mean, at a minimum, there should be like donuts and like coffee.
Right.
You know, it's a bare minimum.
Someone forgot lunch today.
Huh? Sounds like they're throwing out a life preserver.
Yeah, what happened? You guys hungry?
I don't really think they're thinking about the mayor. That's a ruse.
Well, I mean, it's no, literally, it would be nice. Other guests do we do that. No other guests.
Well, I know. I know that. It's a little different.
When Erla came in, we didn't provide breakfast.
When did Erla ever really come in studio?
That's on Brett.
Came in studio a couple times in the old joint.
I like 100%. How you passed the buck to Brett.
I remember specifically.
CK dropped the ball.
Yeah. In the old studio.
Well, it's not too late.
Bad producing CK. Not the one in the corner, the one in the middle. I remember specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. You know what? We can work on that. Got moving parts. Got plenty of time.
No, it's just because Drab's hungry. Is that what it is?
Isn't hungry at 6:15?
And everything bagel, of course.
Right. Oh, so hold on. Good. Are you trying to? I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from. Are you trying to get the junks to pay for breakfast?
No, donation.
Dash pickle dash three.
Yeah.
Venmo. You.
Venmo. It's okay to send my Venmo. Okay, I'm with you there.
No, for show material. For show stuff.
Show purposes.
Okay. Yeah. Venmo us Eric dash pickle dash three. All of you. Everyone. And we'll get a little breakfast. The leftovers.
I mean, the company should pay for it if the company had any money, which
companies
might not.
There's no money. There's no money anywhere. Yeah. Nobody has money.
All right, coming up on the show today, we'll be joined by our friend Scott Abraham, sports director for ABC7. He'll be out at Commanders training camp again, so we'll touch base with him. And as we talked about just a few minutes ago, Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., she will join us in studio at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.